Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hello, hello. Welcome.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
Wow. Our love is okay. Oh, I know what's going on. There we go.
Sounds
welcome.
Like skipping.
Yeah, we'll bring it down. We'll start the show. Sorry, we're running a little behind schedule. We're getting set up for tonight. I had to use the restroom. Ty J was here talking about droning and all sorts of things. That feedback noise? Okay, perfect. Thank you. Sorry, it's throwing me off a little bit. So welcome to the program. 813-90-BUBBA if you would like to interact with the show. We're probably not going to go too long today because we got lots of things to do. I know Blitz has a lot to set up. Mm-hmm. I got a lot of stuff to do at Mikasa, the 4 hours I'm there a week, which is odd. Being at a place, it's so weird to be at a place that you live and it's unfamiliar now. I'm like, oh, this
you're
is
not
fucking-
there very often.
Yeah, it's kind of just like, it's kind of like my clubhouse I hang out during the day. And then at night, I'm usually at your place. Yeah, I spent the last few nights at my place, but again, it's odd. I've been reminiscing a lot about the time I've spent there, and I'm getting very sentimental about the whole move, which is weird. Not that I'm not looking forward to moving in with you. I certainly am. And honestly, it will make my life so much fucking easier because everything is in Tampa for me. Work,
yeah,
you, jujitsu, my friends, everything is in Tampa. But I just decided to go hang out in St. Pete for a few hours during the day.
It's weird because I do like Pinellas County way better, but like everything I've been doing lately for the most part's in Tampa. So.
That could be the case where you like a place better, but everything, your whole life is in another place. So, and it's not like St. Pete is that far from here or anything like that, but it is just a pain in the ass to like go home, to come back to jiu-jitsu, to go back home, to come. It's just crazy. It's craziness.
Yeah.
Let's take a phone call if it's that Brian dude who wants to scream about LeBron James and no thanks. But hello, who's this?
What's up, guys? Florida Stanley.
What's up? How's it going?
Hey. Lummy was supposed to ask on the main show. He was supposed to ask Bubba if I was allowed to come to 199 tonight, and I guess he forgot. So
imagine
I don't know if he was able to make that call or not.
I do not make calls on who's there or not, but I'll ask Bubba when we're done.
All right. Bubba's got my number, so just have him text me.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Laura Stanley.
Thank you.
All right.
Hope
to
and if
you.
Not this one, then maybe next one. I know we got like a super full house tonight.
Yeah, it's gonna be crazy. I'm a little nervous, but in a good way. And here's the thing. Again, I could make it totally seamless and be fine, but I wouldn't be really trying to flex any skills. And skills are certainly in quotes today.
Right.
But it's like, I'm going to want to take chances. And I, you know, when you're messing around with that stuff, sometimes you hit something and it sounds really off. And so it's pretty much like 60% of the time I'm hitting things that sound okay, and about 40% of the time where it's like, sounds kind of fucking weird or whatever. So I'm just going to really go for it. I'm going to really go for it tonight and take some chances, and it might be a little weird, but hey, that's part of the process of getting better. Yesterday I was rolling with this chick, and she's way better than me, but every time we like finish a roll and she either like submits me or, you know, wins by virtue of, if there were points, you know, you can tell someone who's winning the fight even if there's no submission, even if there's no TKO. And I lost. It was like a 5-minute round, and it was probably the last 20, 22 seconds. She catches me in an armbar. And after it was over, she goes, you know, you should never do. And I just, you know, I'm all about criticism and getting advice. She's like, you should make sure you're never. I was like, bitch. I was like, dude, I was trying something new.
Yeah.
Like, the whole point is to, sometimes you actually make your game worse when you try something new. And I'm like, because you're never going to get better unless you kind of get a little worse and go, listen, I know I could slam this move, but I always do that move. I'm going to try something else. So I was doing some fucking weird thing with her leg that I'd never done on anyone before. And I was like, and you're trying to do the body math in your head. You're like, if I just keep spinning, am I going to expose my arm or whatever? So I just went for it. And then she's like trying to school me on what I should and shouldn't do. I go, listen, bitch, I'm just trying something new. Mm-hmm. And that really shut her down, which is nice. So I'm going to kind of use that same mentality tonight.
Sure.
When someone's like, you're supposed to, I'm trying something new. Yeah. Let me learn. Be kind. Be kind to me. What's up, Maria Guatemala? I saw that picture of your ass, and so did everyone in the studio. And we were very impressed. Very impressed. So I think she's going to be there. I know she was invited.
I believe so.
Well, we're looking forward to having you there. It's going to be a good time. We also got your birthday celebration.
It is.
Which I'm very excited about. Because I feel like when you're, I hate calling you a spouse because it's so unsexy. When your partner, oh, that's worse.
I know.
When your man or woman or whatever, you know, whatever, your person, if that's even okay mm-hmm. to say, who knows? When it's their birthday,
please.
Right? But I don't even want to know.
No,
if
I know.
I don't identify as a person. Okay, fuck. You're being. You don't have to be a human being. We can be a being. When your sentient person, partner, being, thing, baby, is having a birthday, it's really, everyone looks to the spouse to be like, this is your time to shine. And if you fuck it up and ruin their birthday or don't prepare enough, or, you know, especially in an environment like the BRN where we're not on fire, right? It's just this.
Have you stood up yet?
Smoke everywhere. I see it creeping into the sink.
I was waiting to say something.
It looks like the monitor is on fire. So I just wanted to make sure that we're okay.
I'm just sitting here smiling. Like, I look over at you and you can see the smoke just billowing around.
Blitz, I can see it. I was trying to ignore it until I was unable to ignore it. But we're okay. It's okay?
Yeah.
We're okay.
That's cool. Look at that.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good show tonight. I'm very excited. But anyways, back to the point. When it's your partner's birthday, the onus is really on you to try. You know, you may not hit it out of the park, and everyone knows, like, I don't have a lot of money. I'm not trying to buy him a car or anything, but
what?
You want to just look, you want to show effort. So I feel like and I also put a lot of pressure on myself to just make sure things are running smoothly. Yeah, there you go. You could see what I see. Yes. The lights, camera, action. And I'm going to try to tread around this topic lightly because I know it can get out of hand.
Bright Farm Johns Island, 1999.
And a bitch ain't one. Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate you. God bless. So I went to go get your balloons yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And it occurred to me that maybe some things are just kind of off limits now. When I was growing up, rainbow colors meant birthday colors.
I know.
Like, they were birthday colors. And if you gave a grown man a bunch of colors from the rainbow, it was a happy, happy birthday thing.
Right. But I was going to ask about that. Why did you get me the over the hill colors of balloons?
I was really going for New Year's Eve colors.
No,
actually.
That's over the hill colors.
As we can see, I've already fucked this up. Already fucked up his birthday. Well, here's the thing. I went to go get the colors and it was really awkward because guy
999.
Thank you. The guy was like, "All right, well, what colors do you want?" And I had not thought about this at all. Number one, because I didn't know exactly what colors they had.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went. And I'm just staring, and he's staring at me, and I'm staring at the balloons, and it was a long stare. Like, it was like 45 seconds a minute, and I like locked up, and I'm trying to pair colors, and like trying to make rainbow without rainbow. I'm like, I want something festive, but I don't want something too rainbow. And so I was like, should I just get rainbow colors? And I'm like, I cannot imagine giving you a bouquet of rainbow colored balloons and be like,
yeah, it's kind of like,
it's been co-opted by another entity.
The weird thing is it kind of depends on the shade of the colors as well. Like if they're super bright and vibrant, like that's too much.
Yeah, well, they were. Yeah, they were birthday colors.
Like, yeah, but if they're like pastel-y kind of, like that's a little better, I guess.
I don't know. I was very confused, and the man is looking at me, and I'm looking at the balloons, and I'm just staring, and I'm totally locked up.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't, and not that he was supposed to, but he wasn't like, whose birthday is it? Maybe you want to pair this. He was just standing there looking at me, and I'm standing at, and I need to make a decision. So I have like all these balloons in my hands, and I'm like, none of these colors match. And so then I tried to, whatever, put a few together. And I was thinking, all right, well, I guess it's more like a New Year's Eve theme. But apparently
it's if maybe I was over the hill, if maybe I died, or maybe if I graduated high school.
Well.
I will say they do look good, and I was surprised to see that.
Good. Yeah. So I didn't quite know what to do. And
no,
they were
good. You like those are fine.
Thank you. Yeah. I figure again, it's all about the effort, folks. If you just you tried, even if it doesn't turn out the way you expected, you know, like when you send maybe your mom a birthday present and you really put a lot of thought into it and you just don't get the pop that you want. And here's the problem with me, and I think a lot of people have the same problem. I do like a podcast thing with Will, and I was kind of telling him about it, and it's my deal and it's my fault, but I do things for the thanks.
Yeah, you do.
I do things for the thanks, and which is because when people go like, oh, Anna's so nice, she does things. It's like, yeah, I don't really do it to. I want to do it to make you happy so you tell me thank you. Like, that's a way that I like getting attention.
I have a weird question about that. Not about you specifically. So, if somebody sends you a thank you card, are you supposed to say thank you for your thank you card? Are you supposed to acknowledge? Like, how does that work?
Easy. Someone sends you a thank you card. Hopefully, you have their number.
Yeah.
You text them and just go, thank you so much for the card. Appreciate it.
Okay.
So you don't have to send a thank you card back.
Right, right. You want to acknowledge that you received it.
Yeah.
But like, yeah.
I do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I got one from OFF not too long ago, and I just texted her. I'm like, I just got your card. That's so sweet. Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Because I got one like somewhat recently, and I was like, well, what's
the etiquette is to text.
Yeah, proper protocol.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing. Maybe if it's like a wedding deal where it's like, well, bitch, I spent $1,000 getting there, then it's kind of expected to get a thank you card. But
right.
Yeah.
But
so
I'm
then maybe
saying
not.
When you get a thank you card, what do you do?
I would typically text.
Okay.
I would typically text. Yeah. That would be my MO. Do what you will. But I think that it's a character flaw that I do things to get a thank you. And then when I don't get the thank you that I want, or you get a thank you that's like half-assed.
Mm-hmm.
My mom's probably listening. Nah, fuck it. My mom had a birthday a month ago today, actually, on the 24th of February. And I had planned in my head, like, what I was going to get her. And I really have taken a liking to being a thoughtful gift giver. Like,
right.
I used to do with girlfriends or women in my life, like, I would always do, like, the Bath and Body stuff, like the gel and the, self-care shit. And now I try to be a better gift giver. Like, I try to pay more attention to their interests, things that they like, maybe something that I would like to receive, but kind of give it a nice little twist for them. So my mom's alma mater is UCLA. Mm-hmm. She was a Bruin, and she's very proud of that, as she should be. It's a great university, you know, world-renowned university, UCLA. Anyways, I found like a really cool UCLA vintage sweatshirt. And so I thought about this like 6 weeks in advance before her birthday. Like, I was really on it. I like giving gifts because I like the thank yous. So I planned it all out and I ordered it right at the exact time, and it arrives the day before her birthday. Now, when you purchase online, there's a little note that you could be like, happy birthday, Mom. I love you. Love, Anna. And I filled that out.
Now, was there a thing for a gift receipt as well? Sometimes a check box, like, is this a gift? Or
yeah, I definitely checked gift because I didn't want any prices to be shown.
Because a lot of times they also don't add the notes when you do that. Because the notes are for the shipper.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So that's probably what, but anyway, go ahead.
Well, it said if you wanted, it was specifically like, do you want a message included in this gift?
Oh, okay, okay.
Like it should have been printed.
Oh, okay. That's different.
It was. So who knows? So I sent my mom this gift and, you know, it said blah, 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 like, ba-da-da. So I get a notification that it's been delivered and it was delivered the day before birthday. I'm like, perfect, like nailed it. A lot of times my sister will give me a last minute phone call. She's like, hey, do you want to get Mom, you know, one of those, what is it called, the fruit, what's the fruit deal,
a fruit basket? Oh, edible arrangements.
Edible arrangements. Do you want to do edible arrangements? And I'm like, no, bitch, I already got her a gift. Yeah. You're on your own.
And I'm not paying $85
for some fucking cantaloupe,
a piece of watermelon.
Get
and
the fuck
cantaloupe.
Out of here. Scram. I'm like, just because you want to do some last minute. And of course, yeah, it's $100 for what? I'm like, fuck that.
Yeah,
I already got my gift. So I was proud of myself. Got the gift in on time. Everything's going well. And it's just crickets. It's just crickets. So I'm like, okay, that's fine. So I text my mom and I go, hey, did you get something in the mail? You know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Nope. All right, cool. Wait the next day. I'm like, maybe it's, you know, you start making things up in your head. Maybe it was delivered. Maybe it's at the front office, whatever. So text her the next day on her birthday, call her, happy birthday, Mom, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, hey, did you get something in the mail? Nope. Nothing. Okay. Great.
Nothing
so
at all.
So now I'm like, okay, it's been like 48 hours since I got the notification that it was delivered. What's the first step? I have to contact this like independent seller and message her and go, listen, you know. So I get online and I go, listen, I don't know what the first step is because maybe it's not her fault. Maybe it's the U.S. Postal Service's
sure.
fault. So what is the first? I'm sure she's dealt with this in the past. What is the first thing I need to do? Here's the this. Here's my order number. Here's everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just occurred to me, like, let me just send my mother a screenshot of the delivery and like when it was delivered, where it was delivered,
mm-hmm.
and like not what it was, but what company sent it.
Yep.
So I sent her a screenshot and she goes, oh, the UCLA sweatshirt? Yeah, I got that 2 days ago. And I went, what? And she goes, yeah, I didn't have a name or I didn't know who it was from or anything. And I'm like, yeah, but I was asking you.
Did you get anything?
Something was delivered today. Did you get it? Anything? And nope, nothing. She goes, thank you. And I go, yeah, you're welcome. Why didn't you think that I sent you? You know, so I was all kind of confused. And not that I sent her a snide text. I wouldn't use that. But I think I said something along the lines of, and you didn't put it together that it was from me. I'm inquiring if you received a gift. You've received a gift from an unknown person. And she goes, well, I was waiting for someone to claim it. And I was like, okay, but I also didn't want to give away the surprise in the event that you hadn't received it yet.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, oh, did you get the UCLA sweatshirt? And she would have been like, you got me UCLA sweatshirt? Oh, that's great. It's like, no, it would have been so much cooler if you opened it. And you're like, wow, vintage,
sure.
Cool. So I go, and you didn't put it together that it was from me.
That I was asking you, did you get anything?
Yeah, and I put an LOL or a ha-ha at the end of it to try to soften the cynicism, the rudeness, if there was any.
Come on, rude boy.
And that'll be playing tonight for sure. And it just crickets for 2 weeks. She did not respond to that text message. You know, I was maybe hoping for a photo of her wearing the sweatshirt.
Sure.
Nothing. Which, aww. Hey, listen, it's fine, but it is just another lesson. It's a good lesson for me to learn, which is I should give because giving is good and not because I want something back.
So you do it for the thank yous.
Yeah.
Much like Corpsey Boy, as Lummy calls him, just sent $10 rant and happy birthday, Blitz.
Thank you so much. Because, listen, when you give out a rant or a dollar or a Zelle, Venmo kick, whatever, you want the shout out, you want the acknowledgement, you want the thanks. And I'm here to give that to you because that's what people like.
Now, Joseph Clark says he sent Venmo. However, I have no way to check it. So
we'll be calling it out tonight. But
thank
yes,
you. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Very much appreciated. Listen, everybody likes to be thanked. My father always taught me, like, people just want to be acknowledged and they want to be appreciated. And if you can do those two things for people, you will go very far in life. And so I have adopted that as well. But when you give a lot of thanks, you also expect a lot of thanks. And as Blitz will tell you, I'm kind of on a different level of...
I would call it more of a spectrum.
Yeah, I'm high on the spectrum of you better be fucking saying thank you. Every other word out of your mouth better be thank you. And I've since chilled out because it's too much. It is, because I need to know that you are appreciative of things or other people are appreciative of things, even if they don't verbalize it.
Right. And I'm a person that does say thank you fairly often. You just like to hear it all the time.
Yes. Yeah. And again, I have chilled out a lot. But, you know, if I were to do, you know, make the bed, clean the dishes, and do some other take out the trash, right? It's like, in my mind, I want you to be like, thanks for making the bed, thanks for doing the dishes, thanks for, you know, and that is just not realistic because a lot of times you notice it, maybe you say it in your head, you're like, oh, I should make the bed, but you like don't remember to say it, and that's okay.
Or like, when I got home the other day and I noticed it was made, but I was also like running around doing other stuff, and it's like, in my head, I was like, hey, that's awesome. Thank you. It looks great. Mm-hmm. I just like didn't have my phone in my hands to text you and then like
No. I thought you meant I was like home or something.
No, you weren't there.
Yeah, totally fine. And honestly, truly, it doesn't bother me at all.
Right.
Like, cuz I know
But it's like I notice it and realize it. And if you're around or like my phone's handy, like I'll say something.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't mentally hold it against you anymore like I used to. Because it's just not realistic. So I've chilled out a bit about with that shit cuz you have to, like, the level of which I was raised with manners is kind of next level. I tell my dad this story. I used to have a friend by the name of Stephanie Kirby, and her and I
the
were
vacuum girl.
Is that that's a oh, okay? Yeah, yes,
Kirby
sure.
Vacuums.
Yeah, she's a vacuum girl, and her mom, I forgot her
Kirby
name.
Kirby vacuums are some of the worst vacuums they have, by the way.
That's a shame. But so I remember I went to the Kirby household many times as a child, you know, and her mom would give us like lunch or snack after school or whatever. And I remember she would, you know, put a plate in front of me and I'd say, thank you. And then she'd put was that the smoke machine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then she'd put a Bubba Light $9.99. Good luck tonight, Anna. Kick ass. Thank you so much. And then she would put a fork in front of me. I go, thank you. And then she put a knife in front of me. I go, thank you. And then she put a glass of water and I'd be like, thank you. And then if she didn't like acknowledge it, like look at me and smile, I'd be like, thank you. And she's like, Anna. She was like, Anna, it's hey, I know that you're appreciative. Okay. Like, you're fine. You don't need to say thank you for every fucking thing.
She keep her teeth together, just was like, Anna, I get it.
Thank you.
Quit fucking saying
thank
you.
She wouldn't look at me. Thank you. Because in my household, like, not that, you know, my dad just drilled it into me, especially with him as well, but a lot, mostly with like people outside of the home about just being courteous and making sure people know that you are gracious for what they do for you. And my dad, unlike parents today who, you know, their child is perfect and can never make a mistake and stop yelling at my kid.
They don't give a fuck.
Yeah. My dad would go up to whoever's house I was at and talk to the parents and go and get a little report card.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, so how did Anna behave? Was she well-mannered? Like, he wanted a full report of how I behaved. And then he would report back to me and he'd say, Mrs. Kirby said you were very good and she loves having you over, that you were just such a pleasant kid and a good kid. Like, and I would love hearing that. And it was just, you know, kind of tumbleweeded into who I am today, which is like, bitch, I want to thank you. So don't just do it for the thanks, but also like fucking give some thanks. It feels good when someone says thank you. Yeah, Stan about Atlantis. And he, you know, he can relate. Everyone can relate. 813-90-BUBBA. Again, if you're just joining us tonight on Rumble. On Rumble, get ready to Rumble. We will be doing a Bubba 199.
And you should be able to find it, rumble.com/the Bubba Army.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that. It should be up there. It should be the first one. If it's not, well, too bad. But that's how it should, that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, yeah. So you'll figure it out. Most of you have figured it out.
I'll have Anna send a link out on Instagram.
Yes, yes,
probably,
I'll do that.
You'll probably get something posted on Facebook with the link. So
yeah, We'll make sure that if you want to see it, you'll be able to figure it out.
And it's going to be one of those things. It's going to be a one and done. Like, it's going to be live, and then that's it.
Yep.
Like, there's no rewatching. There's none of that. So be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you might catch some small clips from what, you know, that John from Naples is screenshotting. But other than that, if you really want to get the live full club experience, and I mean, we're really going all out, as you could, you know, as you could see, or as you saw.
Yeah, maybe you're sitting in the cloud right now.
Yeah, there's smoke machines, there's lights going. We got
lasers.
I'm elevated on a table. We got the decks, the ones and twos. I got some glow sticks for the gals tonight so they can be all, you know, raved out. It's going to be, yeah. So as you, I'll clean my desk. You won't see all that trash. But yes, that's what you'll be seeing tonight. So make sure that you tune in because it's going to be a good ass time. We're not going to talk for too much longer, but I did want to talk a little bit about this because I feel like it doesn't get enough attention, and that is I feel bad for men.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Aaron Rodgers.
No. Fuck sports. Dude.
Anyway,
I'm just going to stop there.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, don't even get me going in that direction. So I'm going to keep this very anonymous, because I feel like I weasel information out of people that's supposed to be confidential. Like, two people have had a conversation and they're like, don't tell anybody. I won't. And then one of them starts talking to me. And then I just have an essence about me. I seem like a very trusting, non-judgmental person.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an act because I am very judgmental. But I will keep the identities, you know, anonymous. We're not going to talk about anything. But there is a person that I know who is just getting railroaded in a divorce process. And he's letting it happen. Apparently has shared custody over their daughter. But the ex-wife decided she was just going to move out of state. And I was like, how can you do that with shared custody? Or if it's 50-50 custody. And I was told that he just let it happen. So really sad stuff. This guy's going to be paying alimony until she gets married again or dies or something.
Why would she get married?
Right. And why would she try to get a better paying job if she can show that she needs money to maintain her lifestyle?
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to Blitz last night on my way home from jiu-jitsu, and we were kind of talking about it. And I just said, like, if I was a guy and I already made my monies, let's just say it's not like some broad helped me get rich and was there for me. And, you know, if I was in my 30s and I was a well-to-do ex, whatever, doctor, lawyer, entrepreneur, whatever, and I meet a chick, like, why would I get married? And I don't see any benefit to the man. And that doesn't mean that you can't live like you're married. That doesn't mean you can't, you know, even get a house together, live together, cohabitate, all that sort of stuff. But I just really don't see an upside for men. And I think maybe the only upside, maybe if you're a religious person, fine. You're like, oh, God, Jesus wants this to happen. All right, fine. But, and I also understand we talked about the taxes and things like that and those sorts of benefits. But are the taxes really enough motivation to risk the possible absolute heartbreak of not only your relationship, but also your finances? Because if 50% of couples are getting divorced, like, clearly
it's
the stats...
more than that.
Yeah, well, it's actually going down because less people are getting married.
Well, yeah, yeah.
So people are like, oh, divorce rates are going down. It's like, yeah, because less people are fucking getting married.
The marriage rate's going down, too.
Exactly. So what, I mean, what would be the benefit in that case to do it? Is it just, like, an image thing? like, oh, this is what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, and look, you can get a prenup.
I understand, but then after a certain amount of time, doesn't that kind of dissolve? Like
somewhat. I mean, look, if you have kids, it doesn't matter. But it doesn't matter if you're married or not, and you have kids, so that doesn't play a factor, really.
Do you have to pay alimony if you're not married but you have children? So you have to pay child support if you have a child with a woman. But so let's say you make more than her, because that's usually what happens.
Yeah, we're assuming.
Typically the man makes more, mm-hmm. no problem. But would you also have to pay alimony to a woman that you are not married to?
I don't believe so. It depends on the time you're together and the whole common law, blah, blah, blah. But I don't think so.
Hmm. I don't know.
You're going to be paying child support, though, so it doesn't really matter.
And I know a lot of people, you know, my father included, but my dad's like in his, he's going to be 68. His late, I don't like saying late 60s. He's in his 60s, let's just say.
Sure.
He's in his 60s.
62.
Yeah, 62. He, you know, I think like many men, once they get divorced, they're like, yeah, I'm never getting married again.
Well, most guys, when they get divorced, say they're never getting married again. And then many years later, they get married again.
Yeah. Yeah. Some do, but a lot don't. No, I know. Fuck this. I did have an aunt who said that three times.
Mm-hmm.
And on the third divorce, not only did she swear off marriage, but I think she swore it off men. She's just, not that she's swinging both ways. That would be interesting, Aunt Barb, if that was happening. Probably not. But it just seems like she's never going to try to take another stab at love again. Which also makes me sad. You know,
Poor thing.
Yeah, that's certainly not my father. Like, my dad has a girlfriend, and she's great. I've met her. She's a super cool chick. But, you know, he's like, I like having my own place. She has her own place.
Sure.
We don't need to get married. She was married before. I was married before. Let's fucking just have a good time and enjoy each other's company. And that will be that. So 813-90 Bubba, if you'd like to weigh in on this, because I feel so bad for men, because not only do they get railroaded a lot of times in divorce and life in general, but then on top of that, literally no one fucking cares.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you get railroaded, you get everyone shits on you, and you don't even get to go on Instagram and be like, wah, I can't believe this happened. This is discriminatory bullshit. It's like, oh, no, you're a white cisgendered male. No one gives a fuck about you. So I'm here to speak on behalf of men, because when they start to speak on behalf of themselves, society tells them to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely lopsided.
Yeah, most definitely. Hello, who's this?
It's Track Meat. I'll try to make it quick because I know it's probably noisy. But you were talking about people getting screwed over if they're married, blah, 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 if they're not married. My neighbors across the street just kind of went through this thing where they bought their house for, I think it was $410. They weren't married. The girl that lived there sold her house and helped revamp the house. They redid the kitchen and all that with some of the money she sold her house for.
Yeah.
The new house they put in his name because he could get a VA loan.
Okay.
And he didn't really have enough money to buy the house. So she helped pay for all this stuff. They were together for like 3 years. And he decided he didn't want to be with her no more. No cheating, no nothing. He just one day decided he didn't want to be with her. Sold the house in his name, kept the money, didn't give her anything. She's taking him to court now. They're fighting over it. And he walked away with like 200-something thousand clean and kind of just screwed her over.
Well, I mean, you can't do dumb stuff like that either. But,
but
if you can get a VA loan, man, that's what you want to do. That's the best rates around.
You know, that's what he did. And so she was like, oh, okay. So she paid the house payments for 3 years. Then the rates went up. They sold the house for like $725 and then didn't give him or her anything. It's pretty crazy.
Well, that sucks.
Mm.
Yeah, she's mad. She's got lawyers. But the only other thing is they had a business they started together. And he is on the business loan. And she's trying to get him to pay some of the money towards the loan that they owe for the business, because it's like 200-something thousand they own that loan, or they owe to that loan, I mean. So it's a pretty dirty game. He, like, left her high and dry.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you, Track Me, for calling in. I appreciate the input, certainly. Thank you for the best calls.
Thanks, Track Me.
He's in, he's out. I like that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I see in chat on YouTube, Lynn Gerber? that her name? She said you need to marry the right person. Now, I think
Light, $4.99.
Yes, Bubba Light. Thank you again so much for all the monies.
Hall of Famer, the Bubba Light.
Yes, Hall of Famer, the Bubba Light. Another $4.99 on the Super Chat. Thank you so much. You got to marry the right person was a comment that somebody wrote. Yes, of course. And I feel like a lot of times people don't do enough vetting. That can be a problem. But also, and this is something to take into consideration, people change. They change.
Yes.
They go through shit that changes them.
Speaking of which, Buzzer Bob says he lucked out and found a good woman. We were just talking about shit, so I just wanted to bring him up.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Former ass eater Buzzer Bob.
Right. Reformed.
Thank you so much. People do change because you got to think about all the experiences you've been through in your life, right? You were a happy kid, and then some shit went down, and it made you jaded, and then you're in high school, and some more shit went down, and you're like, man, kind of like what Jay was talking about with his daughter, mm-hmm. you know, kind of stripping the innocence away of like, why are people mean? There's people that want to hurt my feelings for no reason. It's like, yeah, bitch, that's the whole fucking world.
Right.
And then think about like maybe you have a parent die or a sibling die, and then you're like, why does God hate me? And that sends you off in a different direction, right? And then you're kind of all out of sorts and you meet a guy. Now you're on the fucking pole and you're like, I didn't know how I even got here. Now you're addicted to coke and now you're fucking out just to strip just to maintain your coke habit. And then when that stops, some guy gave you fentanyl, so now you're doing fucking fentanyl and oxys, but you ran out of oxys, so now you're back to the needle. So
Sucking off dudes for the
you're
for the drugs.
Sucking off some dick so you can get some dope. That's where you ended up. So what I'm trying to say is that you can be, you know, pure and innocent, but life is going to come at you and it's going to change your perspective on some stuff. And you may not be the same person in 5 years as you are today, because that's how the human brain works, is it tries to readjust. When my parents got divorced, and I mean, it wasn't, I was in my 20s. I was like a full-blown adult. That shit fucked me up so bad. And not necessarily like where I think about it and I'm like, it's not like someone died of cancer. Like, obviously, things could be much, much worse. But for my pretty relatively easygoing existence, this was a shock to the system. I didn't expect it. And when something that you think is so certain, like maybe your parents' marriage, falls apart, you go, well, if I thought that was certain and that was on the brink of, you know, disaster and ended up in a disaster, then you start to question everything. You're like, what else do I think is certain that is not certain at all? What's true? What's not true? What's reality? Was my whole childhood just a lie? Like, all these questions came into play. And then from that moment, not that it can harden you, but it changes your perspective on things. And that's when I started to really kind of shift away from wanting to get married. I also had some other influences who were like, it's not great. It fucked me over, blah, blah, blah. But I would say my parents' divorce was certainly the thing where I'm like, okay, why would I want to go through that? And again, that doesn't mean I never want to date, obviously, or be with somebody or live with someone. Well, that's bad news for me. But in terms of like the actual legal union of two people under the law, like, why is that necessary for me, or is it necessary for me? That's kind of when I started to take a deeper look into, well, I'm not religious and I'm a libertarian. I want the government out of my personal affairs. So what would really be the incentive for me to get married? And that's when I kind of started to have a little bit of a hot take on the deal, because I feel, which is so weird, because in some ways, you know, I like traditional shit. Like, I like that you are a family guy and you, mm-hmm. not a family guy, like the show, like a family man. You are, you have a lot of traditional values, not so much from religion, but just by virtue of coming from a good family. And I liked that about you, more conservative values, irrespective of any sort of evangelical influence. Like, I like that a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we both said this, like, we both wanted like a good Christian boy, a good Christian girl, but without the Christian.
Yeah.
Like, we wanted those kind of...
Yeah, that's what I've always said that. Like, that's what I always... Like, I was always looking for, like, good Christian girl, minus the religion.
Yeah, minus going to fucking church every Sunday.
Yeah.
Or more days during the week. So that's kind of like my perspective on that. But then when it comes to other things, I feel like I'm like progressive in the sense that it's so far from the norm. Like what I think about, I'm going to just say it. I'm not going to ruminate on it, but like how I think about circumcision, how I think about the death penalty, how I think about marriage, like that is a lot of, I guess you could call it like off the wall progressive stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to, you know, the family unit or even traditional gender roles, I'm kind of like taking a second look and being like, yeah, that's not so bad. And that doesn't mean that, you know, we need to revert back to the 20s or before the 20s and women couldn't vote. And I know the good old days, that joke there. But I think it's okay to have a professional life, mm-hmm. or a public life. But then it's also okay when you come home to kind of go back into more, modify traditional roles.
Okay.
I'm cool with that. That I'm typically the one doing household chores. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
I kind of get a B in my femininity, try to make more food and not kill you and trying new things.
It's been decent so far.
Yeah.
I haven't died yet.
Trying to be more domesticated. I've clearly taking up banking. is Freudian slip there. Sorry. But taking up spending more time in the kitchen. And just kind of like leaning into that and not being, not afraid, but being like, I don't need to be a fuck. I'm not like a fucking feminine bitch. Like, it's fine. I don't have to. I can just be okay being more of a traditional type of woman. But I'm also like very much not that as well. So it's okay to balance it out. And just because like I'm submissive to you, doesn't mean that a lot of women hate that word. And I kind of understand why.
Sure.
Because, like, when you submit, like, even in jiu-jitsu, you lose.
right.
You're looking to submit someone.
Well, it has a negative connotation, but it's not necessarily the case.
Yeah. Much like we are submissive to Bubba, because he's our boss.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it sound kind of like a bitch move.
Right.
But I've been, and I would not consider myself, like, before I started getting into the whole red pill community and listening to a lot of their content, I'd be like, I'm not submissive. Like, what the fuck? Like, I'm a fucking alpha. And, like, I am in certain areas. And I am in certain friend groups that I'm, like, more of the leader. I take control. And I'm not submissive to men. I'm submissive to, like, one man.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean that, like, I'm like, yes, master. Like, it's just, like, he leads. He's just the leader. And that's okay. And I used to fight that. And I would say, honestly, very recently, like, in the last year and a half, I'm like, I don't need to be the leader. I don't need to compete with you. What the fuck?
Right.
That's fine. And I can definitely have more of a, it's really nice to have like a feminine energy
mm-hmm.
around you because mm-hmm. you don't, the way I am with you, I'm like that with no one else.
Right.
You know, when I see you at night, you know, 20 minutes before you see me, like I'm trying to kill someone
mm-hmm.
with my body.
Me too.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. I sit in the bushes with my ghillie suit on. And
oh,
just,
that's right.
You know,
it pick people off that are taking joy rides with strollers with the stereo in the stroller, with the, just speakers, not a child.
No, they made a Bluetooth stroller.
Yeah. It's fucking sounds of the ghetto. But yeah, so I kind of wanted to just talk about this because I not that I'm trying to be a counterweight to feminism, but I kind of am. It's like, you're missing out on so many like great things when it's just nice to be a woman and kind of like be in that energy. And that doesn't mean you have to be like that with everybody. Mm-hmm. It's just in your relationship. And the more I look at the research, you know, around relationships, it just makes for a much more peaceful atmosphere. And everyone is happy. I like the fact that he doesn't make me go mow the lawn. And he's like, listen, we got chores today, bro. Punches me in the shoulder. Let's go whack some weeds. I'm like, fuck that. I'll fucking do the dishes. You be outside being that guy that you want to be, you know? So, anyways, that's pretty much my spiel for today. We got to get going. Hello?
Hi.
Hello? It literally just, okay.
Well, it was skipping earlier.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all skipping. Right. So
it's beautiful. Okay. Well, maybe we'll just have to go out to silence.
Oh, you can't. I'll say.
The fuck?
Pot up the unnamed pot just for a second.
Unnamed?
Yeah. It used to be CD1. Okay, turn it down. Oh. All the way. That's it.
Oh, that's it?
We'll get copyright struck on.
Oh, okay. You just wanted to show me what was up.
That's you playing that.
I know that's me playing it. All right. Well, that is all for today. Thank you very much for tuning
in.
Doing
anything later?
Huh?
Got anything going on later?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna pop the Bubba 199.
Oh, really? There's a 199 tonight?
Give me a second. I'm getting there. I got to thank the people. We talked about thanking people first.
No,
so we got to thank the people. Got to thank the people for listening, for tuning in. And don't forget, tonight, the debut of DJ Hum Sauce.
The debut.
It's going to be intense. It's going to be exciting, nerve-wracking. You will be at the edge of your seat to see if I fuck it up or bring it home. So make sure you don't miss it. I'll be posting a link to our Rumble account on Instagram later so that, you know, the boomers can tune in. People will be able to figure it out, I promise you. If not, phone a friend. Figure it out. Make sure that you see it live because, like Blitz said, it's not getting repurposed anywhere else. If you don't see it live, you just miss out.
It's a one and done.
One and done. Hit it and quit it. So make sure, this is pumping me up so much, make sure that you are tuned in 8 p.m. Eastern Standard? We're at standard time now, folks.
Are we?
I don't know. Daylight savings time. It's 8 o'clock when it's 8 o'clock in Florida.
No, just say Eastern.
8 o'clock Eastern.
Yeah.
Time.
Because that includes daylight savings time.
It's all inclusive. So make sure you are tuned in 8 to 10. And maybe if we're really popping, we might go a little bit longer. Don't count on it, but maybe. It's Blitz's birthday extravaganza. It's going to be a packed house with some Hall of Famers.
Mm-hmm.
Some Bubba Army royalty. Susan Poitras. Wizzy. Obviously the staff. Tease. Big Red, possibly not a fan. Creatine Travis, all of the heavy hitters.
Romina?
Romina, possibly, and Dan. Guatemala and Maria Guatemala with her great ass.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be incredible. So make sure that you are tuned in. And we got to peace out soon because this CD is skipping like a motherfucker. So thank you guys for listening. Blitz, thank you so much for all
you
do. Thank you guys for listening and supporting us. And get those dollars ready for tonight because it's going to be a big show. We will see you tonight. Goodbye.